So when it comes to making brachas in a suda, a lot of people, when they're growing up, a lot of us, myself, when I was growing up, used to think that during a suda, you never ever make a bracha. Once you wash, start free, and until you finish, you don't have to make any brachas. And as I got older, everyone knows the brachas by somebody's house. The person made like 4 brachas during the suda. And when you look at the suda, you see that a lot of situations where a person would have to make a bracha, but look at the suda and see when you have to, when you don't have to. The klal is, which things don't you have to make a bracha? So the klal is like this. The klal is anything which is coming with lavish of the past. Something which is coming in order to lavish of the past, or steeping with bread, over there you don't have to make a bracha. What's called lavish of the past? Either something which is eating together with bread, kol cups, for example, right? You make kol cup sandwich, you don't make a bracha on the kol cups because it's eating it together with bread. You make a crunchy sandwich, you don't make a bracha on the crunchies because you're eating it together with the bread. Anything which you eat together with the bread, over there you're not going to have to make a bracha. Cheese. The second call is, even if you're not eating together with the bread, but if it's something which a person normally eats in order to fill themselves up in a bread meal, it's coming to the last bia. The reason why you're eating is to fill yourself up, so over there you don't have to make a bracha. For example, kugel, chalin, chicken, meat, berekas, anything which the reason why you're eating it is to fill yourself up, but that part of the suda, anything which is the main part of the suda, over there you don't have to make a bracha. But the kallah over here, you have to know why you're eating it. If you're eating it to fill yourself up, that's the point where you're eating it, the main course, the salad, the point where you're eating it to fill yourself up, but then it's coupled to the bread and you don't have to make a bracha. But if somebody's eating it not to fill yourself up, you're eating it just to have you want to have a chocolate bar, more of a suda. You want to have a candy. So all those, the reason why you're eating it is not, no one needs a chocolate bar to fill himself up. No one needs to talk about it in order to fill yourself up. You talk about it when you have a geschmack, a candy. You eat a candy for a geschmack. So things which you're eating just to have a geschmack, not to fill yourself up. So over there, during the suda, you have to make a bracha. When you're taking anything which you're eating to fill yourself up, the kallah bar is that you're not to make a bracha. Now, one more klal before we get to all the tzadidim, all the examples. The Magen Avraham has a suffix. Let's say someone only has a little bit of bread. Somebody who can't eat bread, so she has a little bit of bread, or you're not in the mood of eating so much bread, you're on a bench. I have this with my kids a lot of times. The shower, they don't have to wash. So at the end of the suit, they tell them time to bench. They say, oh, we only had one crumb. No, because they don't want a bench. The silent is, if somebody only has, if you eat less than a kazayas, I'm going to ask him that the big suffix, whether all the other foods which you're having during the meal, whether it comes coupled to the bread. If you take a little bit of bread, you have less than a kazayas, then you have chicken, chong, whatever it is. So it's sveikah d'dina whether we say the chicken, the chong, all the foods which you're eating in the meal, whether it comes coupled to the bread. The whole part is that bread is chashiv. It's chashiv, therefore path is the whole suda. But if you're dealing with something, if you had very little bread, if you had less than a kazayas of bread, so over there, it's a big sveikah d'dina where the path is all the foods. So if somebody's planning on doing that, you should really, anything that you're planning on eating during the suda, you really should make a bracha on beforehand, because otherwise you can have a big stuff of bracha, so where the path is all the foods during the suda.
Start off the suda eating less than a kazayas
of bread, but would it have to be? So Pashas is okay. There's a Dagam Ravava, which Mr. Bruce says always, toiv right away, you should eat a kazayas. Mr. Bruce always says, toiv, you should eat a kazayas. He doesn't say Mekedim, he says it's for a toiv. He has a dogma above over there which says that the reason why it's toiv is because the side that doesn't matter. It's not there, but it's not Mekedim. Not really. Mr. Bruce says toiv. Mr. Bruce says toiv, you shouldn't talk, you shouldn't do anything. Mr. Bruce says toiv. Now the reason why he's saying that is either maybe some people say it's exhausting, you're going to forget. Some say like the dogma above is saying because it doesn't matter if they have exhaust. To the Indian, maybe it's a toiv. It's a that what? That won't pater? Her. Also there. Agra, how much is exais? You know, in the renegade, you know, you're going to have exais on the bench. And if you wash on the kisya dime, you're going to have kabeza. Well, because the benching from exais at the bench, and for on the kisya dime, to make the bracha on the kisya dime, over there you have to have a kabeza. So what are the shirim? So, to bring down, if you have a bagel, so about a tenth of a regular size bagel is exais. So if you had like a fifth of a bagel, that already would be enough to wash, that would be the beta. On matzah, it's going to be about 40% of a matzah is going to be a kazayas.
Right on the
square matzah. or the round ones, by the regular machine square ones, but 40% of the matzah is going to be exayis. So if you're washing, how much is the diameter? Going to have that about 8 tenths. A slice of bread, regular the round bread, rather the rye bread. So basically, you have the middle of the rye bread, a whole slice. That's about a kibetza. So if you're washing for breakfast, make sure you have one slice. That'd be kibetza. Half of that would be exayis. A pita, they say about a fourth of a pita is a exayis, and about a half would be considered kibetza. So like a plum, anyhow, you have to have the nishirim for alat because of your benching and alat yisadayim. But nice, if you're having less, you're not going to make any bracha before and alat yisadayim. You have a big stuff, you can tell whether the path is or whether it's not.
If you're having a whole bed before you bench, then
you still have to put the sacred dinner because you have a bed. You have to have exactly the first pass. You can have exactly the first pass.
Then it's not a big bracha.
Yeah, at some point. That's also okay. Then we say, stop it, and Mishmur says, it's tight to do it right away. But it is tight to do it right away. Mishmur says, leave exactly right away. But make it then, you can grab that, then it'll be okay.
And in his case, even if he
bifurcates and just wants to do that first pass. Then it's actually the
So
we'll have
all part of the
same. It's always recommended, by the way, after you wash, after you make a mitzvah, you should eat exercise right away, kibbutz right away, and our
tzitzit. What's your question?
You want to be here for 20 minutes? 4 minutes.
You don't have to
do the... How do we make a brother after that? Let's go through the Pate Dinim. Okay, one more Akdama before we go to the Pate Mahalam is that if something, the reason why you're eating it is the earth has a samachal. The reason why you're eating something is to help you get your juices started in order to help you eat something, so that's considered part of the sutta. So any type of food, which the reason why a person's eating is to help you eat other foods, over there that's considered part of the sutta, and over there you won't have to make a bracha. For example, after a fast, if you didn't eat all day, so you can't just pound away, eat a lot of food. It doesn't go. You just have to eat something sweet a little bit and get the, get your body, get some sugar in. The foods, which the reason why you eat the food is to help you, are a type of Michael. So if there's a place to say all those foods, you will not have to make a bracha on. Fine. So let's start with drinks, in terms of drinks. So let's start with drinks. Do you have to make a bracha on drinks during this? So the Kal Dover is the Pesach Rama. Rama says that the minhag is that we don't make brachas on drinks. Why? Being that a person drinks as part of a suda, Kal Dover Sabata, a person, if normal a person drinks during a suda, it quenches thirst, and eat, and it also makes you thirsty. So in most normal situations, a person has a drink, Allah is, you're not going to have to make a bracha on any drinks. So one exception where you for sure have to make a bracha, and there are two exceptions which are machlokes. Let's start with the exception which you for sure have to make a bracha. So Gemara says that wine, if you have wine during a suda, so being that wine is so chashiv, it can't be tafel to the hamotzi, and anytime you have wine during a suda, the halacha is that you have to make a bracha on the wine during the suda. So tonight you're going for supper, you wash, decide when you want to drink some wine. Anytime you have wine during a suda, the wine is so chashev, it's not tafel to the amaytzi, and therefore you would have to make a bracha. What do you say? What about grape juice? Well, let's say you have grape juice, I'll be off. Shabbos will get in a second. What about grape juice? Does grape juice have the chashivus of wine? We're saying the reason why you have to make a bracha on wine is the wine is so chashev. The shabbos is grape juice, does that have a chashivus? Grape juice is not something you can get drunk on. Stasha Liashiv, at least this is, Tamilim always used to say that he's very against grape juice. He has like 15 halakas when he gave grape juice, which is not like wine. So this also, they say, B'Shem Rabbi Yashu said that wine, the reason why you make a bracha in the suda has a chashivas. So grape juice is not so chashiv, and therefore grape juice you would not make a bracha on during the suda. Ma'aseh, the minhag ha'olam, and right place in how that grape juice has shame wine on it, therefore the minhag ha'olam is that ma'aseh, if somebody does have grape juice during the suda, that person would make a bracha, and we say that grape juice would be
chashiv.
He holds it to Safak HaGafen. How about you? You're supposed to make a shahako, you're supposed to make a goffin, there's different
styles.
What do I say? I forget, it's okay, friends, maybe. During the day, come on, we're doing it, not at night. Well, you say you have to make a shahako, a goffin, there's different styles. There's one sheet that has to be a shahako. But come on, the minigal is not. The minigal is that we do consider grape juice like wine, and therefore, if somebody drinks wine or drink kibbutz during a suda, then the ma'aseh you would make a bracha. Now on Shabbos, if you made kiddush and then you want to have wine during the suda, so over there the halacha is a little bit different. The Shmur says it depends. If you normally have wine during the suda, it's a normal thing for you. Very normal thing. They have wine during the suda.
The Shabbos or the week?
On Shabbos. Oh, during the week also, but that would be your kiddush. If you have wine before a suda, and it's very normal for you, very normal thing for you that you always have wine during the suda. It's part of your, every suda, and a kiddush, sit down, you take a drink some wine. So over there, the wine before the suda is going to pop to the wine during the suda if it's normal to do it. If for you it's not normal to have wine during the suda, so over there, what? Oh no, you have wine, it's okay. You have wine, it's okay. We're talking about if you didn't have a wine, so if it's normal for you to have it during the suda, so it's kiddush, you had a wine. If you normally don't have wine during the suda, so the day of Mishra says, being that you don't have wine during the suda, so therefore, you'd have to make a bracha. Like, well, local maestro on Shabbos, you saw you don't have wine. If you normally have wine during the suda, then avada, the kiddush, is going to patter the wine during the suda. If you normally don't have it, you just buy somebody's house, and they offer you a cup of wine, and you normally don't have it. This is a wine which you like a lot, you want to drink it. You normally don't drink wine during the suda, then what I say is you'd have to make a bracha.
And if you normally have wine on Shabbos?
Yeah, that's also okay. Your regulus on Shabbos is bad, and that'll be enough. Yeah, that's it. Your regulus makes like that. If you normally have it on Shabbos, that also.
Okay, but the
what do you say?
It's
all about the suda. No, so Shabbos I recommend it anyhow, but halacha is better to have wine during all of the Shabbos. The reason why is because the machlokes rishonim, whether kiddush gets patted by Birkas HaMazon or not. Because HaMazon is going on the Sukkah. You make kiddush before the Sukkah. So the Shaila and Shaila, Bachlokes Balmar and Ramban, do you say that being the kiddush was the Tzarech of Sukkah, therefore the Birkas HaMazon can also pat to the kiddush? Well, you say no. The kiddush was before the Sukkah. And really, I have to make Alec Efen, you have to get events. The machlokes rishonim. And the Shavuot says that really the best Eitzah is, that you have wine during the suda, so then that kiddush was really pattering the wine during the suda. Being that the kiddush is pattering the wine during the suda, so therefore the Birkas HaMazon, the Chalashitas will go on that, and that really is the best issue. Fine. So two cases of drinks which are machlokesim is one is if you have whiskey. If you have whiskey in the fish. Fish and the meat. But that is what's a lot of whiskey. So we said before that if you have a drink, if you have a food, the earth has some eichel. The reason why you're drinking it is in order to help you eat other foods, then it's part of the suda. If somebody just has a drink, just like a snack, so if there we say the luck is, then it's not part of the suda. So the question is, by whiskey, the question is, what's the status of whiskey? When a person has whiskey, is whiskey something which helps opens a person's stomach up? And so Eret has some eichel, helps a person eat. Therefore, you not need to make a bracha. Or whiskey is something which a person just has for geschmack, and therefore a person would have to make a bracha. Shabbos says it's not so clear. The minhag olam is that we talk do not make a bracha on whiskey. If you want to be machmir, make a shahak on something else, your shemayim could do that. But the minhag olam is that we talk do not make a bracha on whiskey. We assume that Eret has some eichel. If you want to be machmir, you want to make a bracha on something else, machmir tavala bracha. What about coffee and tea? So coffee and tea, if you're having coffee and tea during the suda, while you're eating the main course, so that's like a regular drink, and you're not have to make a bracha on coffee and tea. If you're having coffee and tea at the end of the suda, Mishru says also specific whether that's part of the suda or it's not part of the suda. So Mishru says, if you're having coffee and tea at the end of the suda, Mishru says, what you should do is you really should make a bracha on something else. If you have coffee and tea during the suda, then you don't make a bracha. If you're having coffee and tea at the end of the suda, the best thing is you should really make a shahakal on the sugar or something else to patter it. It's a suffix, we make a bracha. This class over, we have it so far. When you get drinks, normal drinks, you do not make a bracha on. Wine and grape juice, you would make a bracha on. If you make kiddush, it will depend whether you normally drink in the suda or don't drink in the suda. If you drink in the suda, then the kiddush patters it. If you don't drink, then it doesn't patter it. It's recommended always to drink wine during the suda after the Muslim. And when you get whiskey, the minigay is not to mach the bubble of and make a shock on something else. Mashenkein, we're doing coffee and tea. If it's during the suda, you don't have to. Mashenkein, after the suda, it'll be machlokes. How many guys?
After the suda,
we know you're drinking. If you drink after the suda, it's a regular drink. The question is, after you're not drinking because you're thirsty. That's part of the stuff. Now, when he was off, when he got ice cream. Now, ice cream is a big topic amongst the Poskim. How do we look at ice cream? Is it very negative bracha for him? Is ice cream a food, or is ice cream considered a drink? What's not an afternoon is going to be, what's the shir bracha achorina? If it's a food, that's not exactly ice cream. That's fine. That's not exactly what it's been for me. If we look at ice cream as a drink, then the halacha for drinks, you have to have a drink in a shir revias, you have to have a revias in a very short amount of time. So if we're going to look at ice cream as a drink, then you're not going to make a bracha achorina, because you're never going to have it in a right amount of time. I'm saying if ice cream is considered a oichol, you would be able to make a bracha achorina. It's a big topic amongst the poskim, therefore in general, we say stuff about bracha achorina, and you would not make a bracha achorina on both ice creams. You wouldn't make a bracha achorina. Turn my nana studio, you have ice cream samzi, you wouldn't make a bracha achorina because you're not going to have a stuff whether it's a food or a liquid, and if it's a liquid, you would not be able to make a bracha. Now, when you get, what? It's cold. You're going to get a head rush thing. It's not that I have to have a, you're not going to have a revias, because they share a revias. What? It's not clear what the share exactly is. But you're not going to have to ask him. Now, what about during the studio? What about during the studio? So during the studio, do you make a bracha on ice cream right now? So, Ramosha said, was Chayshish that he said they shouldn't make a bracha on ice cream. He said, because ice cream maybe we consider like a drink. And just like we said, a minute ago, you don't make a bracha on drinks. So Moshe said, therefore, you would not make a bracha on ice cream, because ice cream would have a dinner v'shtiyah, and therefore you would not make a bracha on ice cream for dessert. Shlomo Zalman and many other places say, very nicely, you're going to consider a shtiyah, you consider a drink, but if you have a drink which has no shaykhus as a tzuvah, what would be the halacha? You make a bracha. So no reason why we sort machalik by whiskey, we sort machalik by coffee and tea. So ice cream is definitely a drink, even when I call it a drink, it's definitely a reason why you're taking ice cream is just for kishmak. You're not doing it to quench your thirst. You're not doing it to fill yourself up. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman and right place can say that if you have ice cream, you should make a bracha on it, because even if you want to say it's a drink which a person doesn't eat that's part of the Suda, it's not there to fill yourself up. Therefore, on ice cream, the Pasha says you should make a bracha. So, if you want to be machmer, do you want to make a shahakal on the sprinkles or on a candy, machmer tavala bracha. But if you don't have one, about it, you should make a bracha on the ice cream, because Pasha's ice cream is not something which is machmer so soon. On Shabbos is another tier of really not to make a bracha on ice cream, because if you say ice cream is considered a mashka, so the lucky is that wine passes all of the mashkas. Wine passes all of the drinks. Somebody makes a like kiddush Shabbos morning, right? If you drink from the kiddush, then you have to reason you want to drink milk. The lucky is that the wine passes all of the drinks. What? Even with Al-Kabana. No, wine path is Al-Kabana. Mishabur says, type the Al-Kabana. But even with Al-Kabana, wine path is all the mashka. Mishabur says, the only path is you have to have a revias. If you have less than a revias, then a berlach leaves as a suffix. But come on, if somebody makes kiddush and you have a revias, when you get Shabbos morning, you make kiddush, you want to have coffee and coffee and cake afterwards, you want to have coffee and milk. If you drank a revias of wine, then the wine path is all of the mashka. What do you say?
Why
are you making
a
brother
coffee
get
and
the
meal?
No, that's what I'm saying. So if on Shabbos, during the week, that's the same. On Shabbos, is the extra smart to say that if you make kiddush and you drink a piece of wine, that will pot that ice cream. So it is more of a start. You have to have a piece of wine. You drink a piece of wine. Somebody else drinking a piece of wine doesn't help. In other words, if the person who made kiddush, you drink a piece of wine, so then it never works. Now, Shenkein, if you just took a tima, then the ma'isa that you'd have to. One second.
Smiley lung.
Yeah, sorry, it's not a revias, it's a regular revias, it's Mother Lugmo. And it shares Mother Lugmo, the Lachman combined us with Mother Lugmo. When you get ice cream, on a regular weekday, how about you should make a bracha on it. On Shabbos, if you didn't drink wine, then about also Pasha should make a bracha. If you had kiddush already, then already is Muslim son to Patrick, maybe good idea to make a bracha on something else. Now, when you get most desserts, so let's say you're having fruit for dessert. So most desserts, the luck is you would have to make a bracha on, because the reason why you're having dessert usually is just not to fill you up. The reason why a person has desserts is just more for the geschmack shabbai. So most desserts, if you have, like I said, for ice cream, usually you're going to have to make a bracha on. If you have fruit, you're going to have to make a bracha on. Anything which you're just eating for geschmack, you have to make a bracha mention before you have a mitzvah. Somebody would have biscuit, a chocolate bar, candy, all these things which are just there for geschmack. Over there, a person would have to make a bracha. Now, when it comes to cakes, so cakes is a little bit more complicated. But cakes, so there's something called Passover Kisnin. We spoke about last week. Something called Passover Kisnin. Passover Kisnin is a suffix pass. Passover Kisnin is really a suffix whether it's considered. It's considered bread. We said last week if you have a shear Passover Kisnin, you have to wash. Being that Passover Kisnin is a tzad that is considered bread, so therefore the psak is that if you're having Passover Kisnin over there, then if it's a suffix, if it's bread, so we're going to say that Amosi Pathas it. So therefore, most cakes, we're going to consider a suffix bread. So it's considered a suffix that whether it's bread or not. So therefore, most cakes, when you're going to have for dessert, you're not going to make a bracha. You know, most cakes go into the Sugya Passover Kisnin. Passover Kisnin says it's considered a suffix whether it's bread. So 95% of the cakes which you're going to have, you're not going to make a Zainus on it during the Suda, because we're going to consider it a suffix whether it's considered bread or not. What's the exception? If you have a cake which has all three tanoim of Passover Kisnin, so over there you'd have to make a bracha. Then we say it's for sure not bread, and over there you would not make a bracha. What are three tanoim of Passover Kisnin? One tanoim of Passover Kisnin is that it has to be filled, as you have a apple cake. So you have the cake on the bottom, and inside you have apples. If you have something which is filled, a breakfast is filled. That's one tanai. A second tanai of Passover Kisnin is that the dough is sweet. For example, challah dough, the challah is not sweet, right? It doesn't taste sweet. A cake dough, usually they put in sugar, you put in apple juice, you put in other ingredients. Therefore, it's going to be sweet. Donuts, right? A lot of donuts. American donuts always taste sweet. I told you a donut a lot of times, the dough doesn't taste sweet. So the second tanai is that it has to be sweet. And the third tanai is has to be something which is parach, which is a very thin cracker type of food. Something which is more thick, like a biscuit. So over there, that wouldn't be considered Passover cake. So kind of when it comes to cakes, so the only couple cakes really you would have to make a brach on. An apple cake that has all three tanai, right? It has a very thin layer of dough. The dough is sweet or very oily, plus it's filled. So the rule of thumb is general cakes you would not make a bracha on. If you have all three tanayim, which very rarely you're going to have, over there you would make a bracha on.
Most cakes fill two out of three, right?
Right. So most cakes
fill that. Yeah.
Most of them have two out of three. Mishmur does say you have two out of three on the bark like this.
Why don't you have
what? I said most
chocolate cakes
would not be? No, chocolate cake would not be. I'm saying it's regular texture of chocolate cake. Most cakes have two out of three, but Shmuel does say if it's filled mavarchal, it's filled, but it'll be better not to have a bracha five times actually, because so unless they have something which has a very thin layer, like an apple cake, a very thin layer, or maybe you have a cheesecake with a thin layer. It's filled and the dough is a sweet dough or oily dough, you'll make a bracha. So most cases you'll make a bracha. The second tanai of Samanga Brahm says that if you're eating the cake to fill yourself up, so over there also you want to make a bracha. Sometimes at the end of the meal, most of the end of the meal you're not eating a cake, it's just like a schmack. So if you're still hungry, really you're taking another piece of chicken. Instead of taking a piece of chicken, you take cake. The reason why you're eating is to fill yourself up. So over there also you would not make a bracha on it because it's coming over there to fill yourself up. It's different than melon. Melon is mufka from filling yourself. There, no matter what, you make a bracha on it. Something like cake. And the reason why you're eating is to fill yourself up. Over there, the halacha might say is a person would not make a bracha. Give me three tanoim. Like Rambam says that if you're doing it, the seiva over there, a person would not make a bracha. Just quickly, I'm going to give fruits. So when you give fruits during a suda, it's like you're having a dessert about it, you would make a bracha. If you're having it as a first course, so it depends why you're eating it. If you're eating it as an appetizer to help you prioritize some eichel, so over there, you would not make a bracha. If you're doing it in order to have something geschmack, something sweet at the beginning of the meal, not lower type samacha, not to help you eat. Over there, halacha might say you'd have to make a bracha. So the place can say something like grapefruit. Over there, you definitely don't make a bracha. After you do lower type samacha, bitter fruit is more lower type samacha. Over there, you'd not make a bracha. When it comes to sweet fruits, already from Zalman or Viasha, they both held that sweet fruits really in Tzitzis is not going to be lower type samacha, and just there for geschmack. So Yasser and Shlomo Zalman both held that the Maisa, you should make a bracha on sweet fruits at the beginning of the Suda. They both held you should make a bracha. There are a lot of people who have minhag, they don't make a bracha on it. Why they say? Because that, what? They say it's like part of the Suda, but you know, even minhag is a good minhag, saying it could be a kedai to take a little fruit before the Suda is after it. But the Maisa, either minhag is accept the minhag. What? Here it's a chala. Also, if you have proof, it's a chala. That's also okay. That's also okay.
Having a no suda like that, soup.
Yeah, if it's a soup, like a fruit soup, so then that's like part of the suda. If you have a fruit soup, that's part of the suda, right? Then over there, you wouldn't make a bracha. But if it's something you're having as a first course, a chala, do you look at the appetizer or not? To do two different halakim, that's also a good place to say you should do it. The microplace, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. And it might be good. I already passed that at the beginning of the suda.